Question 6. Are some of you list makers? So a good way of getting things done is just to make a list. I'll get that done so-and-so. Sometimes lists work brilliantly. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at the notes that I wrote for all the things that I've just gone through, see if I've missed out anything wonderful. Oh, the Buddha said, our life is shaped by our mind. We become what we think, which is relating to the belief thing. Yes, making goals. There was a study done in Harvard Business School, and this is not a brilliant measure because it's measuring people that are primarily, it's a measure of how successful people have been financially and materially, but they took the business school that had left in the 60s, and 30 years later they measured what had happened to that graduating business school, and 5% were doing far better on this particular measure than the other 95%. Ask yourself the question, what was different about that 5% than the other 95%? That's where I got it from, 95%. Do you know what was different about that 5%? Put together, they were far more successful than the rest. Was it their intelligence? Was it how diligently they worked? Was it the scores that they left with at the end? I mean, the clue's in the fact that we're on number 6 now, really. The answer was they wrote down goals in a particular way. It wasn't just to-do lists, but there was a certain amount of other added value to this. So let me describe how the right way to write goals is. Lots and lots of research has gone into this particular way of doing it. You might have heard of SMART goals if you've come from organisations that get all exciting about these sort of things. But the problem with those is that they try and force things into nice sounding little things, and mine is Gedetstra, so, but it's far more effective, I guarantee. The goal description, don't write anything down yet, but this is, for example, where you want to be in 3 months' time or 6 months' time with what it is that we're dealing with here, this thing for number 2, perhaps. The way you write the goal description down is, it's got three rules. It has to be in positive language, so I don't want you to say, I don't want to be doing this any longer. I want you to be saying, to be thinking about what it is that you do want instead. Every negative that you could ever give me has always, by very definition, defines a positive. So if you don't want that, what do you want? So it has to be in positive language. It also has to be in the present tense. Now, English teachers, don't give me a hard time about this. What I mean by that is, if your goal was to be running the half marathon in 3 months' time, I don't want you to write down, I will be running the half marathon in 3 months' time. I want you to write it down as if it's happening. So, I have just, which I know isn't present tense, but...
You
can't
write and run,
though. I am... It is... Okay, you write it down as if it is what is real. So, I am living in my new house. I have my new job. And you make it sparkly. You make it quite short, but you make it sparkly. I am living in my fantastic new house. Not I will be, but I am. Not I hate where it is I'm living now. I am living in this wonderful new place, or whatever it is. And if you write that down, I shall carry on. I'm watching pens moving. Sorry? Unconditional. Thank you very much. The third thing is it's not conditional. I am living in my new house if the mortgage comes through. No. It is I am. It is. You don't have to start I am, but you get what I mean. Not I have just crossed the finishing line as long as I didn't, you know, whatever. Okay. Is anybody clueless as to what I'm trying to get onto here, or shall I move on to the next one? Now, the second one, definition of destination. Well, how do we know that you've done this? How are we going to measure progress here? Because a lot of people have sorts of goals that you can measure very easily. I am earning twice as much. Well, exactly how much is that? I am moving somewhere else. Well, where? How many bedrooms has it got? All that sort of thing. But you could have... That, I would say, was a sort of quantitative sort of goal. It's measuring a quantity of something, so therefore it's very easy to measure whether or not we're making progress towards it. But you might have written down, I want to be more happy, or I'm happier, or those sort of things. you're still going to have to come with a definition of what it means to do that. So that's more of a qualitative version of life. Life is more peaceful. I'm living a stress-free. My work is stress-free. Might be a perfect one. Well, give me some examples of how it is we're going to measure that in a measurable way and put ticks on a piece of paper and all that sort of thing. What does it actually really mean for you? How will you know? How will you be able to tell me? Yes, I've arrived at that goal. The end date. Do your tick lists have a date? Is everything to get done by today? An end date, an ending date, is vitally important on this. So I'm not necessarily expecting you to be able to tell me what that is now, but you could well be. It's very useful to actually be using this for something that's really real in your life. The way I kind of work with clients is that very, very often people will arrive without really knowing what it is that they want to be moving towards or away from. They've just got a sense that things are out of balance, things aren't quite right. So we set up three things in a row. One is a kind of, it's like we're stood in the wilderness and there's a misty mountain peak and we'll choose that and it'll stay in the mist. It won't be very clearly defined as we're defining something now, but it may be a few years away. So as you're travelling towards that, it might go in and out of focus somewhat and it'll become better defined as you move towards it. But there has to be a base camp, maybe in 3 or 6 months' time. That's normally what a coaching programme would last for. And that has to be very concretely defined. So, and that's obviously kind of in a straight line towards this misty peak. And then what we do is between this session and the next session that we have maybe in a fortnight's time, is we have what is the first step between now and this base camp, if you like. So there are three things in a line. The difference this will make, go back to what your motivations were. When the going gets tough with this particular change that you want to bring about, write down some positive things here. The difference this will make is that the person I'm with will not complain as much as they do, or our clients will be happier, whatever it is. What's the reason, the big, sparkly, wonderful, wish-like reason that you're setting out on doing this? And hopefully these are the things that you're going to be able to remind yourself with as you go through the process when it becomes difficult. I've just looked at number 7. I can't remember what I'm supposed to do for number 7. Anyway, I'll leave my unconscious worrying about that. Support for this goal. You're not doing this on your own, honestly. I will ask you to tell me who, maybe it's another person, maybe it's a qualification, maybe it's a trip to the library. What help can you get to go about making this change? I like the next question. I absolutely insist on this. What will you reward yourself with for achieving this goal? Go right. And I'm watching something that always happens. So the girls know how to answer this and the men don't.
I don't know. I don't reward myself for anything.
Oh. What do you like doing?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what about massage?
No, not really.
What about nice meal?
Well, I just need...
The answer to this, reward for men, it shouldn't be what's the reward for achievement. What's the gadget for achievement? What's the new toy for achievement? You could make the reward for this a little bit more exciting than, oh, a nice walk in the countryside, a bottle of wine, nice food, or a massage or something. Try and make it a bit more... Whee! Ah, fantastic. Hopefully you've actually been writing down some real, really, really real things in these lists. So could you answer the 4 questions that I've given you at the bottom out of 10? Based on what you've written down for number 6. Are going to totally support you and be 100% positive. Writing it down, I've said that's about number 6. Giving up smoking normally takes 5 goes, or any other major behavioural change. Because normally the word failure comes in after January the 27th, I don't know, could be earlier in January. Whatever it was you tried to do on January the 1st, you failed because you didn't manage to do it. Well, change is difficult. It usually takes people about 5 goes, and each time you do, you get a little bit further. So if you've only tried to give up something 3 times, you've got another 2 goes. Don't I sound really positively supportive and lovely like that? Okay, I don't know what I meant by focus. Oh, yes, focus on the positive outcomes, not on the negative cause. And harmony. Look at that triangle. If you've got beliefs, behaviour and being all pointing in the same direction, well, change is going to be sorting itself out very easily. The one key action, this is something that I've introduced very recently with my clients, those who procrastinate, what is the one single action that you can take which will have burnt your bridges, will have set you on course for this thing that you want to bring about? There's usually one key action that once you've done it, that's it for life. Now, that might be stopping contraceptives, or it could be finally buying the ticket for the round the world trip, or telling your boss that really you don't like him and you're going to leave in 3 months' time. There's nothing quite like burning your bridges to focus the mind. The session tomorrow is going to be wildly different. It's going to be all about this being that we are, this deeper strength that we have to bring about change. You will be patient while I flog my things. These are available in the bookshop. They're sets of cards, angel cards and nature cards, and they're full of ideas that I've put together. They're very cheap, so please go to the bookshop and buy them. And if you'd like to work with me, I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up, but I do obviously work with clients, and there are some of these with me, come and say hello, or on the table out there. Thank you very much. Go forth and do wonderful things. Thank you very much.